This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Vail is considering tougher local wildfire rules. As CPR's Joe Wirtz reports, the regulations have been in the works for months, but have taken on new urgency after the Marshall Fire.
Vail is a mountain town that doesn't really resemble the grassy areas destroyed in the December fire, but both communities have densely packed neighborhoods, and fire experts say flames moving from house to house is one reason the Marshall Fire was the most destructive in state history. Fire Chief Mark Novak wants all homes and businesses in Vail to be surrounded by a 5-foot non-combustible zone.
This is the single most important thing we can do to change the trajectory we're on, and make sure that when we have our bad wildfire, that we're prepared for it and that we don't have major loss like we've seen in other communities.
Colorado lawmakers are also considering statewide wildfire building rules. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Authorities have identified a suspect in an Aurora church shooting that left one woman dead and injured two men. Police are looking for Jose de Jesus Montoya Villa, who had a relationship with the 36-year-old woman killed Friday night. The shooting happened at Iglesia Faro de Luz Church. Two men in their 40s were shot but survived. Officers have a warrant charging Montoya Villa with first-degree murder. The victims' names have not been released. This is CPR News. Video has emerged of Joe Rogan using racist language on his show over the years, and Spotify has doubled down on their stance to keep his podcast on their platform. More on that is coming up in 15 minutes on All Things Considered. Thank you for joining us here on CPR News in Denver. It's 49 degrees.